So, can we see the new washing machine in the basement? Reacher asked.
It's not a washing machine, though, is it? Skimmika asked. Not that anybody tells me anything.
It's probably paint, Reacher said. In cans, camouflage green, army issue.
What for?
The guy kills you, dumps you in your bathtub, and pours it over you.
Why?
Reacher shrugged. Good question. There's a whole bunch of pointy heads working on that right now. Skimmika nodded and turned to Harper.
You a pointy head? No, ma'am. I'm just an agent, Harper said. You ever been raped?
Harper shook her head.
No, ma'am, I haven't.
Skimmika nodded.
Well, don't be, she said. That's my advice.
There was silence.
It changes your life, Skimmika said. It changed mine, that's for damn sure. Gardening and music, that's all I've got now.
Good hobbies, Harper said.
Stay-at-home hobbies, Skimmika said back. I'm either in this room or within sight of my front door. I don't get out much, and I don't like meeting people. So take my advice. Don't let it happen to you.
Harper nodded.
I'll try not to.
Basement,
Skimmika said. She led the way out of the parlor to a door tucked under the stairs. It was an old door made up of pine planks painted many times. There was a narrow staircase behind it leading down toward cold air smelling faintly of gasoline and tire rubber.
We have to go through the garage, Skimmika said.
There was a new car filling the space, a long, low Chrysler sedan painted gold. They walked single file along its flank, and Skimmika opened a door in the garage wall. The musty smell of a basement bloomed out at them. Skimmika pulled a cord and a hot yellow light came on.
There you are, she said.
The basement was warm from a furnace. It was a large square space with wide storage racks built on every wall. Fiberglass insulation showed between the ceiling joists. There were heating pipes snaking up through the floorboards. There was a carton standing alone in the middle of the floor. It was at an angle to the walls, untidy against the neat shelving surrounding it. It was the same carton, same size, same brown board, same black printing, same picture, same manufacturer's name. It was taped shut with shiny brown tape, and it looked brand new.
Got a knife? Reacher asked.
Skimmika nodded toward a work area. There was a pegboard screwed to the wall, and it was filled with tools hanging in neat rows. Reacher took a linoleum knife off a peg, carefully, because in his experience the peg usually came out with a tool, but not this one. He saw that each peg was secured to the board with a neat little plastic device. He came back to the box and slit the tape, reversed the knife and used the handle to ease the flaps upward. He saw five metal circles, glowing yellow. Five paint can lids, reflecting the overhead light. He poked the knife handle under one of the wire hoops and lifted one of the cans up to eye level, rotated it in the light. It was a plain metal can, unadorned except for a small, white label printed with a long number and the words Camo Green.
We've seen a few of those in our time, Skimmika said. Right, Reacher?
He nodded.
A few.
He lowered the can back into the box, pushed the flaps down, and walked over and hung the knife back where it had been. Glanced across at Skimmika.
When did this come?
He asked.
I don't remember, she said.
Roughly.
I don't know, she said. Maybe a couple of months ago?
A couple of months, Harper said.
Skimmika nodded.
I guess. I don't really remember.
You didn't order it, right?
Reacher said. Skimmika shook her head.
I already got one. It's over there.
She pointed. There was a laundry area in the corner, washer, dryer, sink, a vacuumed rug in the angle of the corner. White plastic baskets and detergent bottles lined up precisely on a countertop.
Thing like this you'd remember, Reacher said. Wouldn't you?
I assumed it's for my roommate, I guess, she said.
You have a roommate?
Had. She moved out a couple of weeks ago.
And you figured this is hers?
Made sense to me, Skimica said. She's setting up housekeeping on her own. She needs a washing machine, right?
But you didn't ask her.
Why should I? I figured it's not for me. Who else could it be for?
So why did she leave it here?
Because it's heavy. Maybe she's getting help to move it. It's only been a couple of weeks.
She leave anything else behind? Skimica shook her head.
This is the last thing.
Reacher circled the carton, saw the square shape where the packing documents had been torn away.
She took the paperwork off, he said.
Skimica nodded again.
She would, I guess. She'd need to keep her affairs straight.
They stood in silence, three people surrounding a tall cardboard carton, vivid yellow light, jagged dark shadows.
I'm tired, Skimica said. Are we through? I want you guys out of here.
One last thing, Reacher said.
What?
Tell Agent Harper what you did in the service.
Why? What's that got to do with anything?
I just wanted to know. Skimica shrugged, puzzled.
I was in armaments proving.
Tell her what that was.
We tested new weapons incoming from the manufacturer.
And?
If they were up to spec, we passed them to the quartermasters.
Silence. Harper glanced at Reacher, equally puzzled.
Okay, he said. Now we're out of here.
Skimica led the way through the door to the garage, pulled the cord and killed the light, led them past her car and up the narrow staircase, out into the foyer. She crossed the floor and checked the spy hole in the front door, opened it up. The air outside was cold and damp.
Goodbye, Reacher, she said. It was nice to see you again.
Then she turned to Harper.
You should trust him, she said. I still do, you know, which is one hell of a recommendation, believe me.
The front door closed behind them as they walked down the path. They heard the sound of a lock turning from 20 feet away. The local agent watched them get into their car. It was still warm inside. Harper started the motor and put the blower on high to keep it that way.
She had a roommate, she said.
Reacher nodded.
So your theory is wrong. Looked like she lived alone, but she didn't. We're back to square one.
Square two, maybe. It's still a subcategory. Has to be. Nobody targets 91 women. It's insane.
As opposed to what? Harper said. Putting dead women in a tub full of paint?
Reacher nodded again.
So, now what? He said.
Back to Quantico. She said.
It took nearly 9 hours. They drove to Portland, took a turboprop to SeaTac, Continental to Newark, United to D.C., and a bureau driver met them and drove them south into Virginia. Reacher slept most of the way, and the parts when he was awake were just a blur of fatigue. He struggled into alertness as they wound through Marine territory. The FBI guard on the gate reissued his visitor's tag. The driver parked at the main doors. Harper led the way inside, and they took the elevator 4 floors underground to the seminar room with the shiny walls and the fake windows and the photographs of Lorraine Stanley pinned to the blackboard. The television was playing silently, reruns of The Day on the Hill. Blake and Poulton and Lamar were at the table with drifts of paper in front of them. Blake and Poulton looked busy and harassed. Lamar was as white as the paper in front of her, her eyes deep in her head and jumping with strain.
Let me guess, Blake said. Skimica's box came a couple of months ago, and she was kind of vague about why. There was no paperwork on it.
She figured it was for her roommate, Harper said. She didn't live alone, so the list of 11 doesn't mean anything.
But Blake shook his head.
No, it means what it always meant, he said. 11 women who look like they live alone to somebody studying the paperwork. We checked with all the others on the phone. 80 calls. Told them we were customer services people with a parcel company. Took us hours. But none of them knew anything about unexpected cartons. So there are 80 women out of the loop and 11 in it. So Reacher's theory still holds. The roommate thing surprised him. It'll surprise the guy.
Reacher glanced at him, gratified, and a little surprised.
Hey, credit where it's due, Blake said.
Lamar nodded and moved and wrote a note at the end of a lengthy list. I'm sorry for your loss, Reacher said to her.
Maybe it could have been avoided, she said. You know, if you'd cooperated like this from the start.
There was silence.
So we've got 7 out of 7, Blake said. No paperwork, vague women.
We've got one other roommate situation, Poulton said. Then 3 of them have been getting regular missed deliveries and they've gotten slow about sorting them out. The other 2 were just plain vague.
Skimica was pretty vague, for sure, Harper said.
She was traumatized, Reacher said. She's doing well to function at all.
Lamar nodded, a small, sympathetic motion of her head.
Whatever, she's not leading us anywhere, right? She said.
What about the delivery companies? Reacher asked. You chasing them?
We don't know who they were, Poulton said. The paperwork is missing. 7 cartons out of 7.
There aren't too many possibilities, Reacher said.
Aren't there? Poulton said back. UPS, FedEx, DHL, Airburn Express, the damn United States Postal Service, whoever, plus any number of local subcontractors.
Try them all, Reacher said.
Poulton shrugged.
And ask them what? Out of all the 10 zillion packages you delivered in the last 2 months, can you remember the one we're interested in?
You have to try, Reacher said. Start with Spokane. Remote address like that, middle of nowhere, the driver might recall it.
Blake leaned forward and nodded.
Okay, we'll try it up there, but only there. Gets impossible otherwise.
Why are the women so vague?
Harper asked.
Complex reasons,
Lamar answered.
Like Reacher said, they're traumatized, all of them, at least to some extent. A large package coming into their private territory unasked. It's an invasion of sorts. The mind blocks it out. It's what I would expect to see in cases like these.
Her voice was low and strained. Her bony hands were laid on the table in front of her.
I think it's weird,
Harper said. Lamar shook her head patiently like a teacher.
No, it's what I would expect, she said. Don't look at it from your own perspective. These women were assaulted, figuratively, literally, both. That does things to a person.
And they're all worried now, Reacher said. Guarding them meant telling them. Certainly Skimica looked pretty shaken. And she should be. She's pretty isolated out there.
If I was the guy, I'd be looking at her next. I'm sure she's capable of arriving at the same conclusion.
We need to catch this guy,
Lamar said. Blake nodded.
Not going to be easy now. Obviously, we'll keep round-the-clock security on the 7 who got the packages, but he'll spot that from a mile away, so we won't catch him at a scene.
He'll disappear for a while, Lamar said, until we take the security off again.
How long are we keeping the security on?
Harper asked. There was silence.
3 weeks, Blake said. Any longer than that, it gets crazy.
Harper stared at him.
Has to be a limit, he said. What do you want here, round-the-clock guards, the rest of their damn lives?
Silence again. Poulton butted his papers into a pile.
So we've got 3 weeks to find the guy, he said.
Blake nodded and laid his hands on the table.
Plan is we spell each other 24 hours a day, 3 weeks, starting now. One of us sleeps while the others work. Julia, you get the first rest period, 12 hours, starting now.
I don't want it.
Blake looked awkward.
Well, want it or not, you got it.
She shook her head.
No, I need to stay on top of this. Let Poulton go first.
No arguments, Julia. We need to get organized.
But I'm fine. I need to work. And I couldn't sleep now, anyway.
12 hours, Julia, Blake said. You're entitled to time off anyway. Compassionate leave of absence, twice over.
I won't go, she said back.
You will.
I can't, she said. I need to be involved right now.
She sat there, implacable, resolution in her face. Blake sighed and looked away.
Right now, you can't be involved, he said.
Why not?
Blake looked straight at her.
Because they just flew your sister's body in for the autopsy, and you can't be involved in that. I can't let you.
She tried to answer. Her mouth opened and closed twice, but no sound came out. Then she blinked once and looked away.
So, 12 hours, Blake said.
She stared down at the table.